kindly say tano. Salamat po. Dean of the Diplomatic Corps, His Excellency Archbishop Charles John Brown, and esteemed members of the Diplomatic Corps, National Defense Secretary Delfino Lorenzana, Senator Bongo, Cabinet Secretary and Acting Presidential Spokesperson Carlo Alexino Grales, Public Works and Highways Acting Secretary Roger Mercado, Metro Manila Development Authority Chairman Benjamin Abalos Jr., AFP Chief of Staff Lieutenant General Andres Centino, PNP Chief and General Police General Carlo Leonardo Carlos, San Juan Mayor Francisco Javier Zamora, Vice Mayor Jose Warren Villa, the Philippine Historical Commission Chairman Dr. Rene Escalante, mga kasama ko sa gobyerno, mga kababayan. It is my pleasure to join you today as we commemorate the 158th birth anniversary of one of our country's greatest heroes, Gat Andres Bonifacio. Remembering the heroism of our gallant forebears, which Bonifacio provided the sense of hope, determination, and optimism for today's generation of Filipinos, especially as we surmount difficult challenges in our time, including the COVID-19 pandemic. The bravery and patriotism of Gat Andres Bonifacio and many of our forebears who fought against foreign dominators must serve as our guiding post in beating the odds that hinder our progress as a people and as a nation. What makes this year's celebration of Bonifacio Day even more special are the newly restored El Deposito Underground Reservoir and the new diorama exhibit at the Museo ng Katipunan, which showcases the historical battle of San Juan del Monte. I congratulate the San Juan City Government for successfully hosting this year's celebration in the Pinaglabanan Shrine, which played an important role in the Katipunan's quest for Philippine independence. May this event be a constant reminder of our invaluable contribution and selfless sacrifice of our heroes, especially Gat Andres, in paving the way for the liberty and independence that we enjoy today. Let me likewise thank the National Historical Commission of the Philippines for undertaking the restoration and rehabilitation of these historical and cultural landmarks, as those that this provide the new generation of Filipinos a glimpse of our long and colorful history and heritage. Indeed, remembering historical events such as these are vital to enriching our understanding and appreciation for our nation's culture. I believe that by revisiting and honoring our past, we will be able to impart a stronger sense of nationhood to the present and future generations of Filipinos. As we commemorate these events, I invite every Filipino to become a hero like Bonifacio by participating actively in our nation-building efforts, especially those challenging times when we have to secure our nation's health, safety, and wellness. In this light, I call on our kababayans to emulate God Andres Bonifacio's strong sense of civic duty, courage, love of country in our daily lives, even in the simplest ways. May we be challenged to give our very best for the benefit of our people and nation. Mabuhay ang lahing Pilipino. Thank you.